Student musicians around the country are tooting their trumpets and wearing their band uniforms for this fall's football season. In Portland, Oregon, there's one group of musicians who may be perpetually stuck in high school. Miriam Woodman reports on the Get a Life marching band.
It's a typical neighborhood festival, complete with a marching band. But these marchers are anything but typical. They range in age from 18 to 70, but a quick look shows most are clearly middle-aged. The Get a Life Marching Band is a group of grown-ups who played or twirled or danced way back when in high school, and they just can't give it up. The band's baton twirlers sew their own dresses. This season's are tight green short polyester ones trimmed with gold. Get a Life twirlers definitely show the pounds they've gained since high school graduation. There's also a lot of gray hair, not to mention a few bad knees and hips, which is why band co-founder Bob Polito likes to keep the marching band's appearances to shorter distances.
If I could get 2 mile parades and less, we're happy. When I work out a contract, I make sure they feed us.
Polito is also the band's resident jokester.
How do you get in this band? Your waistline has to be bigger than your inseam.
His vast repertoire is very slapstick, and he's come up with lots of mottos for the Get a Life band.
I'd rather miss a beat than a chance to eat. We'd rather miss a note than a meal. I'd rather drop a tuba than my fork. You dig what I'm saying?
In their day jobs, Get a Life marching band members are everything from homemakers to scientists. For some folks like Debbie Sloop, it's a family affair. The clarinet player has a brother who plays trumpet in the band, and her parents are in the percussion section. Getting into the band isn't tough, Sloop says.
The requirement would be preferably that you had played in high school marching band, you know, and it's so that you know how to march, but any military experience, you know, helps with that too, so, yeah.
Okay, is there an audition?
No. No, just show up, read the music.
You're done?
You're done. Play. Have fun. That's it.
Having fun is really what the band's all about. The musicians practice only occasionally. The twirlers and dancers are careful to do some warm-ups, says Cy Barron. Barron was a baton twirler in high school some 50 years ago, but she performs as a dancer in the Get a Life band.
We do have conditioning classes. The dancers do have classes to keep in shape and, you know, to limber up so we don't hurt anything on the parade route. But I feel very comfortable with it. I'm tired when I get home, but it's okay.
The Get a Life Band started in 1994, but it's not the first adult marching band in the country. That honor goes to the Second Time Arounders in St. Petersburg, Florida, that celebrates its 25th anniversary next year. Get a Life co-founder Polito says his band has close ties with the Florida one, and that in both groups, you can't play if you're too concerned about cellulite.
Yeah, we're older, we're fatter, and we're getting crinkly, but we're having fun. You could hear it on the parade route.
You guys are lovely.
Thank you.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, smile.
4, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Get a Life band members say they're having a better time now than when they were in high school. For one, high school bands are often judged. Get a Life members are just out to have fun. And as these baton twirlers explain, they often surprise the crowd.
And then they start to look and they go,
oh my God,
that one's got gray hair.
First they think we're at their age.
And then they start to clap.
And
you know, you
get
up and they start to clap
too.
You start to wiggle a little bit, the guys go.
This year, the band took its first international trip to Victoria, Canada. Next year, they travel to San Antonio. Want to get in on the fun? The Get a Life Marching Band is always looking for high school band retirees. For NPR News, I'm Miriam Widman in Portland, Oregon.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.